With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Monday/Tuesday Eve, August 10th, 2020. That's a real good hearty bell there.
It's a vigorous bell.
That was a real, real good one.
Yeah, I'm excited. I don't know why. I guess to be doing something.
Yeah.
So good.
Excited to be doing something?
Yeah, I'm excited to have something to do.
Don't say that now.
Yeah, I've been drinking coffee, so I'm ready to go.
You didn't say it right. You said slash.
Slice.
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 Big slice.
Well, I try to not go full country all the time. Or what would you call it? It's not redneck, because that has a different meaning now. Is it it's not even hillbilly. It's not hillbilly at all. Is it Appalachian?
I think so.
Appalachian.
Yeah.
What is that?
Slice?
Slice. Yeah, like Karen.
Aaron,
you know, ice. Come over and kick your ice.
Mm-hmm. I never heard of Appalachian being a thing until, you know, a couple years ago. People kind of cling to it.
Yeah, man.
You ever see the documentary on one of the things? The Appalachian Trail? Oh, it's good.
Really?
We're all Appalachian American here.
Yes. That's right.
I mean, for serious.
Redneck from Anderson.
You?
Anderson.
No, I'm Greenville.
It's just southern slang. But even mm-hmm. that, like...
Anderson.
Oh, southern. Whoa.
Or country. That's a big...
Country?
Someone has a country accent.
Every southern. My dad used to... Remember in the late 80s, maybe very early 90s, there was a TV show about a superhero who runs real fast? It didn't last long.
Shazam?
No. Fleisch, man. My dad loved to watch that Fleisch show.
Yeah. That's what Roscoe Pico trained the dog's name.
Fleisch.
That's a good point with Nine. I don't know where he's from. Like, if somebody asked me where's Nine from, I don't know what to say.
Greenville.
Poe Mill.
Yeah.
But do you have to be there a while? Like, how long?
I mean, I was there for about 13 years.
Oh, you mean, like, were you born? Where were you born?
Well, like,
versus where you from?
I was born at Morrill. That's Memorial for you. You're not Appalachian.
Well,
born.
I mean, look. The thing is kind of funny, but Greenville, not Greenville, but Greenville.
Greenville.
Greenville gets full Greenville. Credit for Shoeless Joe Jackson, but if you want to look at the history books, he was born in Pickens County.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, but you guys can have him if you want.
Why? I mean,
he couldn't read and he didn't wear shoes.
He died a downtown Greenville business owner.
He couldn't wear shoes. I mean, it's pretty obvious he's from Pickens County.
I can't confirm he didn't cheat.
Yeah, I can. I've seen eight men out.
Let's look at the box scores from that World Series. It's obvious he didn't cheat.
If you just tuned in, I didn't say what I did this weekend. That's a movie about Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Man, don't you kind of want to not let him in, just keep the bit going? Like with Pete Rose, too?
No.
It's like, come on, man. You're not getting in.
Shoeless Joe Jackson was a liquor store owner in mm-hmm. downtown Greenville.
He was.
You would have been a number one customer.
Is there a Liquor Hall of Fame?
He would have patronized his store.
You could put him in that one?
Yes.
Shoeless Liquor Store? I don't know.
You would have been in there all the time.
He would have.
Buying liquor and hearing baseball stories.
The Liquor Hall of Fame, the first ballot charter member will be Melissa Etheridge.
Mm-hmm. My goodness.
She loves bar service. Really does.
Apparently.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, I lived in Poe Mill for almost 13 years, if you want to. I'm from Greenville.
Yeah. From the village of Poe Mill.
I only have a little bit of association with Anderson from the time I was about 15 to about 21.
Yeah.
God, why did that never, like, I always thought it was Anderson.
No.
I thought that's what you told people.
No.
God.
I spent time in history.
He doesn't know.
Just a blip.
We should do a weekly test with Fat Boy on Fridays. Ask him things that we talked about. Things about us. It just keep him on his toes.
I even live on the Greenville side of Piedmont.
How about that?
I don't know. Greenville side of river.
I don't know how any of that stuff works. Like some people say, well, I'm from here, but I was born here. Mm-hmm. Like, well, where are you from then?
Does it go with counties? Because that's completely ambiguous.
Yeah. It depends on which city you're from.
Yeah.
You know, if you're from a particular city, then you maybe want to claim the county.
Mm-hmm. But if you're from, like, Belmont, you just tell people you're from Charlotte.
Okay, well, you know what? Do I do that? If I'm, you know.
If you're from Huntersville, you just say you're from Charlotte.
You're from Charlotte? Did you have any damage from the earthquake?
Well, no, I'm from Kannapolis, but might as well. Oh, yeah, they're, you know.
They must have not had any file footage of anything outside of Charlotte as far as the news goes. Cause
I saw some books on the floor somewhere up in North Carolina.
I saw a lawn chair flipped over. But that was used with
We will rebuild.
Previous
storms.
Yeah. But yeah, it was all they would show downtown Charlotte. I kept seeing
hey, it's uptown.
Well, I kept seeing the one with the bus station across from the arena. Yeah,
the giant bus station you got to walk through at midnight after a show.
You see the grocery store with the sodas everywhere.
No.
Yeah, there was some stuff fell over.
And people just took pictures and left.
Yeah. That's our news report. There was an earthquake. Some stuff fell over.
It happened.
Well, you think about it, though. Where there's a bunch of mountains, there should be earthquakes from time to time. No?
Yeah.
That's how the mountains were created, allegedly.
Yeah. Played a part.
If there's faults, there's earthquakes.
But then why is there one?
We all have faults.
Why is there one going down? There's down in Charleston, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're everywhere. They're all over the place. If you look at a fault map, they're all over the place.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Hope it don't go up the Yellowstone. That'd be awful.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
Now they're saying that volcano looks less likely to blow anytime.
Oh,
in the
see,
near future,
they just back and forth with
we'll all
this
be dead
stuff.
For a long time before that one goes. Feel bad for the people who hear when it goes.
That's a good transition for me to do the weather. I'm going to hit reload because I don't want to give you Friday's weather. It'd be stupid of me. Today we're looking at partly sunny skies. It's really probably more cloudy. I got to be honest with you. Probably partly cloudy skies. High of 89. Chance of some afternoon showers. Right now, clear skies, though, in 71 in Sugartip.
You got to nice
right now. Did anybody feel the earthquake, by the way? Anybody in the room? Yeah. I went back to sleep, so I slept through it.
Yeah, no.
And my dogs didn't bark or anything. But they don't bark when I sleep because they don't want me to wake up yelling bad words at them.
Yeah. No, I knew nothing of it. For several hours.
I felt the one that happened around here a few years ago when I was in Spartanburg because I thought a train went by and it was close enough to rattle the windows and I realized there were no train tracks. And that was an earthquake then.
Wow, thank God we ain't in Beirut.
Yeah, yesterday I slept through it.
Tell us, how long did you sleep for yesterday?
Oh, man, I don't know. Was
it a lot or not a lot?
I would say I slept about 7 hours overnight, which is good for me.
I remember last Friday you came in here and you said, may I do an impression?
If you want to.
Man, I got up at 12:30 today. Yeah. I was like, what? You've been up since 12:30 a.m.
Yeah.
12:30 a.m.
So I got good sleep Friday night, Saturday night, a little bit Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. No partying.
No. Mm-hmm. No, none of that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can't party right now.
I apologize.
I mean, a lot of people are, but I'm not.
You can drink, but you can't party.
Yeah, right when it trends down is when the parties start back up.
Yeah.
Because everybody's de-spiking, I guess would be the official term.
I went to a bar restaurant this weekend.
Oh, was it good?
Yeah.
I picked up some to-go from a bar, so I was there for a few minutes.
All right, don't say your name.
Don't say my name?
Yeah.
Okay, Matthew. Oh, shit. Oh, crap. See, that's what happens.
That was funny as hell, man.
It's what happens when you tell me not to say.
Funny as what?
Hell.
Oops. All right. What? What was the question?
I was trying to get him too.
Okay. Oh, I think Fatboy's trying to figure out where Matt went. Where'd you? You have?
He's just trying to test out his dump button finger, make sure it still works. You may do another one.
No.
Did you eat some food?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you drink some beverages?
Hell yeah.
That's good. Yeah, do you have to wear a mask on the way to the table?
I had to wear a mask. If you move, you mask. That's their rule.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you move, you mask. And that's an easy way to say it.
It is.
Because the girl, she said, you'll never believe how many people order food and then say, how do I eat?
People are not smart.
No, man, they're not. Stupid. It's like, they're like, okay.
A lot of stupids.
She's like, well, if you move, you mask.
Yeah.
And that means going to the bathroom or when you get up to leave or whatever, go flag down a bartender, whatever it is. And, they don't realize when you get to the table, it's, you know, and then tables are all sparse apart and everything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I felt good about it.
Was there a lot of people?
It was pretty good. Pretty good amount. But not as much as they could have had this not been going on. Because I've been there before, and it was pulled apart big time. Plus, it was Cousin Adam approved. I ran into him.
Okay.
Anytime I go to any kind of brewery restaurant, I see him there. He's like some kind of...
Were you wearing like some kind of really loudly colored jumper?
Boy, Jesus Christ. he was... Cousin Adam works at Thomas Creek Brewery, home of Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. More on that possibly later.
Yeah. Yeah. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, best beer on the planet.
And what made me notice him is I saw this very loud button-up shirt that had... what are them things he rides?
Scooters?
Vespas, yeah. All over it. Mm-hmm. Vespas.
What are them things he rides, man? Why is a load of crap?
Shibius. It was Vespas. And then the huge beard and the crazy hair. And Caitlin says, I think that's Cousin Adam. And I was like, I don't think it is.
He stands out in the crowd. He's a large man. He's a mountain.
But then when I saw the Vespas, I knew it was.
Yeah.
So I get up, you know, not very close.
I had to put your mask on and go over to him.
And I said, that Cousin Adam's a real son of a bitch. And I would turn around alarmed if somebody said that behind me.
He just decked you. Just,
but he probably heard that enough as to get old Southern boy, you know, whatever. And he just slowly turns around and starts smiling, you know, the way he does. It was great. Because I would turn around, I'd start running forward this way. Who said that? I'm backing away. Who said that?
Somebody's trying to fight me, and I don't want to.
I don't want to.
He
get away.
He turns around and yells the C word right in your face. Walks out.
Yeah, but every time I go to any kind of brewery, he's always there.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was good to see him.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
Did you get messed up?
No.
Oh,
no. I could have. She was driving.
Yeah. I drank a couple beers. I did not get messed up. A couple beers. Fat boy, did you drink a lot of liquor?
It wasn't a lot. It was a good bit.
If I go to a brewery and eat, I won't drink a lot.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I can't.
Really?
Yeah. I make it where I don't leave room to drink a lot.
I'll tell you the secret. I like food better than liquor and beer. They go together well, but you got to leave room for food.
Uh-huh.
Because food is, oh, man,
yeah, because
stuff.
If you have a big, heavy meal and then have, at least with the way I work, 4 or more beers... You gotta go home and go to sleep.
Yeah, it's good to be able to drink a couple beers when you eat a lot of food.
Yeah, because beer is. I mean, think about it. Like, I wish a scientist would show how many loaves of bread you can make with how much beer you drink, and then qualify that to, dude, you just drank 4 loaves of bread.
Yes,
that would scare the hell out of you.
Oh yeah, man, it would.
You don't want your calorie count at that time.
You drank 2 party subs overnight. Can you believe that?
You just drank a cake.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
But I didn't get that.
Not an Entenmann's either, like a big one.
Yeah.
Entenmann.
I had a nice buzz.
That's good.
But did Fat Boy, you totally dodged Nine's question. Did you?
Yeah, I drank.
Okay. He said he drank a good bit, but not a lot.
Okay. Not a good bit, but not a lot.
There's a difference.
Yeah, well, I got some tequila, some whiskey.
Wow.
Just kind of went back.
What kind of whiskey?
Jameson.
That's good stuff. Yeah. Smooth.
Add a couple sours.
Like, goes down like water.
Whiskey sours?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
no, I'll just take it neat.
No.
S-A-U-E-R.
Sour.
You're punishing yourself if you drink it straight.
No, man, it's what it's meant for.
No, it's not.
It's what it's meant for.
I talked to Antoine Jameson, and he told me, That was not the intention.
Well, I talked to Anton Jameson, and he said that's how you're supposed to drink it.
He was born with an iron liver.
I remember the first time Ahmad Rashad said Anton. I was like, yeah, you're wrong.
You're right, though.
Oh, but you are right. I saw it on the ball card. It's Anton.
Yeah.
You couldn't go up in the Wild West and order a whiskey sour or a Cosmo?
No.
No, you just ordered whiskey. I'll take a whiskey.
Do you have a mixer, bartender?
And you don't have to specify a dirty glass. It's going to be dirty either way.
They would just set the bottle down. And in some places, you could just pour your own, and they'd keep tabs on it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any White Claws, sir?
Woo!
They'd throw you out of that bar.
I'm going to go home today and eat meat.
Yeah? Who's that?
Okay.
That dude from Porky's. I got a Boston butt, which is a pork shoulder.
Hey!
And I got a half a brisket the other day, so I got a fridge full of smoked meat to eat. Oh, man, it's so good.
Going to have some chowder?
No.
With the Boston butt?
I'm going to have a pulled pork sandwich and then like a half a pound of pulled pork on the side.
Jesus
Christ.
Then I'll have like pulled pork and whipped cream for dessert or something.
Don't drink with it.
I might.
You'll sleep a full 12 hours.
Oh, I want that. No, I'm going to. You talk me into it.
Oh, man.
You smoked the butt yourself?
No.
Someone smoked it for
you.
Yeah,
I got butt smoked by another guy.
I'll be honest, I don't know how to do it.
An expert smoked my beef.
I'll tell you another thing. I don't have the patience for it, to be honest with you. The patience to smoke butt.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm being honest.
A lot of work.
This is that good stuff. I tried to cut up this brisket, and it just fell apart. It was awesome.
Because it smells good within an hour of it smoking. And I'm going to be like, oh, come on. I'm going to go sleep. Worst thing, this passes faster.
Worst thing in the world was about 30 minutes back home with this meat in my car. Oh, it smells so good. I mean, they're just drooling, going down the road.
Was it in the back seat?
I was slobbering, yeah.
You're like reaching back there.
Oh, man.
All over
the
road.
And I had to go home, shred up the pork and cut the brisket and stuff.
Yeah.
It was fresh out of the smoker.
Been awful if you got maimed in a wreck and never got to eat.
Dude, I know. I thought that on the way home. Like, oh, man, what if I have a wreck and don't get to eat the meat?
And then when you crash, all the meat goes everywhere, and they think, good Lord, this guy cooked himself.
I'd be laying there eating the meat. They think I was eating my own flesh.
He rides that with the windows down. He gets T-boned, and the meat flies into somebody else's truck.
No, give me back my pork shoulder.
The cop would be like, wait a minute, what's in here? Let me get the K-pork dog out here and see if the K-pork dog can smell some pork in here. No, it wasn't funny. Just imagine, though, they have a dog that just goes and smells pork.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
I'll volunteer.
That's stupid. Take that off the podcast later. Thank you.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up on that one.
Yep. Thumbs up from the drunk.
The drunk bull, he ain't the drunk.
I mean, maybe.
I think he's bitten it up a little bit.
I think he is, too.
I think he's trying to get, look, we have Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. I think he's trying to get, you know, fat boy liquor drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be like some kind of, Jello shot or something. Go and do your own beer, you son of a gun.
Trying to get fat boy liqueur. Some type of schnapps that tastes like him.
Oh, God.
Schnapps. Oh, you look like a schnapps guy.
Yeah.
Schnapps.
He's sugary.
What?
Schnapps boy.
He's like salty dirt.
Listen to this. I'm going to give you our email address. TheRiseGuys@AOL.com. TheRiseGuys@AOL.com. You might not have anything to say now, but maybe later on or something. If you podcasters are listening, you may have something to say to us. TheRiseGuys@AOL.com. The reason I say that is because we're going to get into the sack this morning.
Hell yeah.
We got a whole bunch of good ones. And other than that, we're going to take your phone calls as well. Talk about some stuff. I wrote down what movies I watched this weekend, if that comes up at any point.
Let's do it.
I watched a real crappy one. But then I know if somebody in the room has seen it, it's going to be a masterpiece of a movie.
Oh, you don't know that. I hate plenty of movies. You know this.
I'm going to tell you something. It's right in your wheelhouse, so you've probably seen it and loved it.
See how well you know me?
Ugh. Awful movie.
Let's talk about it later.
And we can talk about my trip to Walmart at some point. I might be close to ordering and getting it brought to the car taking a chance and it being wrong.
That's fine.
Because they ain't going to have a Cherry Coke Zero and anything else. I'll just take the crap shot at whatever they put in the cart.
I enjoy a surprise in my grocery bag.
Yeah, it's fun. I gave out the email address. You can call us, 1-800-774-0093. The CVM text line, that is 72344. 72341.
Social media, facebook.com/RiseGuys, at the Rise Guys on Twitter and Instagram. Get in touch with us however you want. We'd love to hear from you.
I know what it is.
Send us nudes and stuff.
The barbecue is in my head right now, and my mouth is watering.
Dude, I'm telling you.
That's what it is.
I should have brought some so I could eat it in front of you.
Paige?
That's okay.
What is up in the Plex this morning?
All right. Well, the WWE says goodbye to the Ugandan giant. We'll honor him next in your Rise Guys headlines.
I got to remember who that was.
A legend. You know who that. You know damn well.
You know good and damn well.
You know damn well who the Ugandan giant is.
Yes. And I'll go ahead and say before everybody texting in, no relation.
Yeah, no relation.
No relation. Yeah. All right. We'll get into that next. The Rise Guys morning show. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
A little golden doodle.
Nine.
Sorry, guys.
Paige.
On the seated bun.
And Fat Boy.
Tremendous volume. Fat idiot.
93.3 The Planet. Rise.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big old hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone. Well, sad news to report. WWE wrestler James Harris has died at the age of 70. He was known for the character Kamala. He was 6'7", 350 pound, the Ugandan giant.
He was something else.
Oh, he was, man. I saw a video of him in the early 80s slamming Andre. I never knew he did that.
I didn't need it.
Yeah, he slammed him.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would have had to have been the early 80s for Andre to get up for him.
Yeah. That was 82 or 83 he slammed him.
He never held any major championships, did he?
I don't think so, but he was always a huge draw. He was always really over because he had, I mean, it was such a great gimmick with the huge wooden mask and the stars on his breasts.
On his breasts, yes.
The moon on his belly.
Who was his manager? Kimchi?
At times, yeah. That was Brooklyn Brawler under a hood.
And he went into the Ugandan jungle and found this guy and turned him into a wrestler.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever spoke. Not as a Ugandan giant, Kamala.
No. He might have made noises, but he never spoke. Remember, he used to do the thing where he'd lay somebody out and then try to pin them, but they'd be face down. So the referee's trying to explain to him, you got to turn them over before I can count.
Yeah.
He didn't know because he was the Ugandan giant.
Poke his spear at you.
Yeah, he had the wooden mask.
Yeah,
it was like
huge
a tiki
mask. It was huge.
Yeah. He brought that with him from Uganda.
Mm-hmm. It was a Ugandan mask.
Yeah.
So no word on the cause of death, but we wish him, his family well, and might have been with them.
Complications from diabetes, because he had just recently, or within the last year or so, lost a leg.
Yeah, it might have been longer ago than that. It seemed like it had been a little while now.
I don't think he had either of them, did he?
Oh, he lost both?
Maybe.
I think so.
Oh, man.
He's a truck driver after he's done wrestling.
Not anymore. No. I know, because he's dead now.
He's dead now. He probably wasn't driving truck with
probably
no legs
not.
Either.
Yeah.
He made his debut in 1984.
For WWF.
I knew he was asking for money for a couple of years.
Yeah. Did you give him some?
Nah, man, I couldn't because there's so many guys that are hurt.
Yeah.
I couldn't decide where to.
There's so many old wrestlers asking for money on the internet.
I know, man. Cauliflower Alley Club's going to go broke.
Yeah.
We should do that once a month. Pick an old wrestler to donate some money to.
Mm-hmm.
I think Perry Saturn's one now that needs it.
Yeah, he is.
Going to get his eyes fixed?
I don't know.
But you see, that Matt might have issue with that because that time Saturn kicked him stiff.
He kicked me very hard. Mm. And if you know anything about wrestling, it's sports entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
He kicked me very hard.
Where'd he get you?
Right here? Right, I guess, on the collarbone?
Yeah.
Kind of thing? But I think he was going for my jaw.
That's a good thing. He's short.
That's what X-Pac did to Chono. He kept picking him in the ear.
Yeah. Then Jerry Sags had me up by the... I thought he was going to choke slam me, to be honest with you.
By the beard.
He had me up against a wall. That was a shoot.
Oh, my gosh.
I hate him.
Yeah, I know, man.
Yeah.
So do his other teeth that are missing. I did those.
Yeah, you did.
Nasty Sags.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, in other news, Simon Cowell was seriously hurt on Saturday after he fell off an electric bike and broke his back.
Damn.
He's said to have undergone surgery for the break of his back, and he was expected to take part in this week's live telecast of America's Got Talent, which airs tomorrow and Wednesday.
Oh, no.
But he will not be able to attend that.
He must have did pretty good. I mean, they rushed him straight to the hospital for surgery, like right after the accident. He must have really did it up.
I would have been laughing had I been there if he had flipped his bike.
He would have been. And then he's like, I have to have back surgery. And then you would have felt bad, but you still would have laughed.
Mm.
Does he seem like, you know, the least little injury could really, like, mess him up?
I don't know.
He seemed always stiff anyway, like something was wrong with him. You know, I mean, he always had like real square shoulders.
Mm-hmm. He's probably pretty fit.
Yeah.
He looks like Sergeant Carter.
Kind of look like Sergeant Carter.
Just, how old is he?
He was blockheaded.
I'm going to say 67.
Well, it's not his birthday. Question. You don't get a guess.
Well, he said last night that, I mean, he was coherent, so that's good news. He says if you buy an electric trail bike, read the manual before you ride it for the first time.
That makes sense.
And then he says that he broke his back. So
he'll be 61 in October.
He's 60. So for what it's worth,
Paige
wins.
So in 2017, he fainted while he was climbing up a flight of stairs. He fell backwards and he needed to have his.
That's called blacking out drunk.
He fainted. he had to
get to bed.
Use a neck brace for a while, and he blamed that on that fall on low blood pressure, but.
I fainted on a toilet one time.
I'm
peeing, which was very, very uncomfortable.
He's worth $600 million, is Simon Cowell.
God.
Oh, because he owns all them shows.
Yeah, he's produced a bunch of stuff.
And the British counterpart of all those shows.
I mean, he doesn't spend money. I mean, he owns like two of those little black T-shirts he always wears, the V-necks.
Yeah.
He's got to qualify these accidents because he sounds like the biggest puss alive. He blacked out, caught up the stairs, and he wrecked the bike.
Well, luckily for him.
You don't
want
to say that he passed out drunk.
We did all this stuff when we were eight.
You did it this weekend.
It's easier when you're eight. You try doing any accident you had at eight, you do it now, you're going to the hospital.
I know.
That's true, yeah. He's lucky he did it at home instead of out there on a trail somewhere being stranded and not able to get up. So he did it in his own courtyard at his house in Malibu. So he's very fortunate on that fact.
Good thing he didn't get lost in his own yard like Kane Brown.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I got so many acres, man. I got lost.
30 acres get lost on hell.
And know where the house was.
I didn't know how to get back home in my own house, in my own yard.
But enough about him. Let's talk about me.
All right.
You can do a Simon Cowell.
Doing an English accent.
That's what I was trying to do.
I didn't know what Kane Brown looked like.
Kane Brown, it looks like Fortner a little bit.
It looks kind of like Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, he does, man.
Yeah, he looks kind of like Pat Mahomes or that country singer I like, Charlie Crockett. They all look kind of similar.
It looks
Fortner.
It looks like Mahomes and Fortner.
Mm-hmm.
But Fortner. Mm-hmm. Fahomes.
Yeah.
Either one.
Yeah. Mix them all in there together, man. But yeah, he got lost in his own yard. May he rest in peace.
God, is he dumb too?
Does that mean Randy Jackson's going to get a call up now?
I don't think he's been around for a while, has he?
I don't know. I think he can still buy his eyewear line at Walmart optometry.
That's a different show.
Yeah.
Yo, dog.
Maybe Stern will come back.
Maybe.
Simon Cowell probably got a line of glasses too. At some point, everybody who was on a reality show had their own line of eyewear you could buy.
Dude, Walmart has Shaq glasses, and he don't wear glasses.
They had Duck Dynasty eyeglasses last time I was at one. Yeah,
you're gonna lose them then.
Yeah,
he used to play first base for the Cardinals.
Who's that?
Warby Parker.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, they make glasses.
Well,
Jesus Christ. Andy Van Slyke's got boner pills now, so mm-hmm. It doesn't matter anymore.
Yep, him and Frank Thomas.
Yep.
All right, then. Rise Guys Headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
Thank you. Thank you, Paige.
Flutie can't get it up.
You have to be really low on money. Like, you don't want to be on boner pill commercials, right?
Well, hell, if the money's good, I'll go on them right now.
Yeah.
I'm nine.
Money ain't even got to be very good. I'm ready.
I need your signature right there.
Let's go.
All right. Thank you, Paige. Thank you, Rocker Bells. Fat Boy, what is up in the sports world? Disappointment?
Yeah, there ain't going to be no college football, most likely.
Dude, what the blank happened in 3 days?
Oh, my God.
I don't know, man. It's going to be a big issue.
Either one of you make any big purchases lately?
No.
Okay.
No, I was waiting on that first.
Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. Credit worthiness.
Email the boss, tell him I'm open to doing an NFL show again.
I think there's still hope. There's too much money that will be lost by that.
Yeah, they're going to lose a lot of money, but a lot of schools are like, you know what? We might not lose as much not playing.
Yeah. All right. We'll find out that bad news and more bad news next in the Rise Guys Sports Hole. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Matt Man 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
P1's Rule.
93.3.
The Planet. And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
I don't want to do it.
V-Sports.
I don't want to do this.
I don't want you to do this.
I never thought in my lifetime this would happen. But they're saying there are various sources and reports that most likely a college football season is not going to happen in the fall.
No.
And they don't even talk about the spring, man. They're just saying it ain't going
to
happen.
What happened to the putting out schedules last week? Like, late last week, they're putting out schedules.
This could be Russian bots that are putting this information out there to depress us even more.
Are they just trying to scare rednecks into wearing masks? What in the hell?
I don't know, man, but I was watching TV, like, you know, around 6 o'clock last night, and Brett McMurphy was on there saying that he don't think a season, you know, is going to happen. I'm like, ah, whatever. And like an hour later is when everything started breaking.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's coming to just like Herb Street got jumped on back in March for saying.
Yep.
Everything he said turned out to be the truth. He's smart, though.
There was a source inside the business that said if it was either going to be the Big Ten or the Pac-12 that was going to pull out first.
Mm-hmm. And then it'll all just be for naught.
Yep. And it's most likely going to be the Big Ten. They're going to decide in the next couple of days.
But what happened that last week they're putting out schedules?
I mean, I think part of it, you know, is the player demands. The players want a lot.
The players want to play.
They've griped, I mean, and rightfully so, about getting paid for years, and they haven't seemed to care about those concerns. So why all of a sudden they're going to care about their health?
Yeah, I know, because they want guaranteed testing eligibility, and some schools are like, we don't have the money to test. So they still don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be that transitional year where everything just kind of stops, so we can.
Take all that money that IPTE members are paying, and each college has an IPTE, whatever you want to call it. You know, the Caboose Club.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're saying some schools get survive off boosters. But, you know, a lot of these schools are going to be canceling all fall sports.
Well, I don't think – all right, how is money the issue when you get into the Power 5 TV contracts?
Well, it's saying they're not guaranteed. Like, you know, they're not going to get that money.
But how are they not going to get that? If they're playing games on TV, they're going to get paid for it.
Well, if they are, but, you know, they're saying they're probably going to miss it. I think they want to deal with, you know, it's just too much to –
I think the network should pay for them, the testing. They would still get the money back easily and look like badasses.
Yeah. I mean, there's money enough between everything to cover that.
Plus, when you get in the thing of we're only playing in conference, even if Clemson ran the table, you know.
The national championship would have an asterisk on it.
Well, I mean, would they even make it?
Would there be one? Would there still be a playoff and everything at the end? I really don't know.
I mean, the schedule wouldn't help them out. Maybe their reputation would probably squeak them in, but I don't know, man. It's just a lot of ifs, a lot of variables.
What did Intercom know, our company? Because they said we would not do appearances maybe till the first of the year. What did they know?
Well, we were planning on doing a football show as of last week.
Well, I know, but this has changed now.
I really did email the boss and tell him I'll throw my name in the hat to do a pro football kickoff show.
That's the thing. The NFL is still playing, you know, full steam ahead.
Yeah.
Have they thought about maybe a WrestleMania pre-show?
I would
be in on that.
I want something on the books for 2020.
The after show I could not do. That would be way too late.
Yeah, they want to do a SummerSlam preview show. I'm here for it.
I mean, they got
this coming week.
Is it? I thought it was like the end of the month.
Oh, man, I hope they don't botch it.
Oh, well, you're probably right.
I hope they don't ruin it with the book.
It's 23rd.
I remember being late. So the NFL had 66 players opt out. And they still want to go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But the Hard Knocks comes on, I think, tomorrow. And there's no preseason.
No.
It's just going to be videos of guys practicing.
You see all the college players getting in on the We Want to Play thing? The hashtag?
Yeah, all the big ones.
Spearheaded by Trevor and Justin Fields?
Yeah, a couple other guys. They want to play.
Yeah.
I mean, look, they should get what they're asking for. But you're asking these schools who already have the attitude that you get a free education. So why aren't we going to give you this stuff, too?
What does a COVID test cost? Any idea? I've never.
It varies greatly, apparently.
Yeah. Does it?
Even the test. Not everybody's using the same test.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Some people just like WWE was just using the thermometers.
Yeah, temporal scan.
I know for the bubble, it's going to cost the NBA $150 million,
mm-hmm.
including tests, with everything they got to do to put up. But they don't have any positive tests.
And they don't have any. They're not getting that live fan money.
No, not the fan money.
The ACC definitely wants to play because they're all splitting up Notre Dame's TV money.
Yeah, they want that. Because Notre Dame, you know, and football is independent, but other sports, they're ACC.
You know what? If they'd gone Big Ten for football, Big Ten would be wanting to play because they'd be splitting up that TV money.
See, you're going to miss big non-conference matchups. I think Ohio State and Oregon were going to play.
Yeah.
South Carolina, Clemson, not happening.
Mm-hmm. Ohio State and Oregon were going to play.
I would much rather have it in the spring than not have it at all.
Army-Navy, was that going to happen?
Yeah. But, you know, high school football, they're still planning on going ahead.
Yeah, they are. I mean, every other level of football is going to play, but now college is too much. I mean, you know, if the other ones are all cool, that one should be too.
Yes, I mean, so what happens now? High school going to cancel if college does?
Maybe.
Let's go further deeper here. What about Little League football?
I mean, are you going to have everybody that was going to go to a college game start showing up at termite games?
Like, Trevor Lawrence is a guy who, if they cancel the season today, he could declare for the draft and he could sign like a $75 million Nike contract tomorrow.
Well, yeah, that was an interesting quote. He said that this was his last year, so he really wants to play.
Yeah. I mean, that's the dude. I mean, really, if they cancel the season, he stands to make money. Like, yeah. He stands to lose by playing, but he wants to play.
Because your graduating class has to be out for 3 years.
Yeah.
And he could go. I mean, he could. I don't think he'd play in the spring. If they, you know, postpone it.
No.
There's no incentive to.
No, the guys who are going to the top of the draft next year, they wouldn't be playing in the spring.
Hell no.
And plus, he just got engaged, so he could use some money.
Yeah.
So we're going to find out in a few days, man, for sure. But a lot of people, a lot of big wigs say it ain't going to happen.
Big wigs.
You guys know who Reese McGuire is? Maybe it's McGuire. Maybe it's Matt Gua.
Who is he?
He's a catcher for the Blue Jays.
Oh, okay.
How do you spell McGuire?
McGuire.
That's McGuire.
Yeah. It is McGuire.
Maybe it's McGee. So they're playing the Braves this weekend.
McGuire.
You are.
And he got in some trouble in the offseason.
What did he do?
He got arrested in February.
Oh, this guy got in Florida, got locked up.
Yeah, he was shaking it in the parking lot.
Oh, boy.
He was exercising with a shake weight in the driver's seat of his car in a public parking lot.
Yeah.
Does that happen frequently?
This is brand new?
Well, what I'm about to tell you is this happened in February.
Okay, because I remember that. I was like, boy, I'm having deja vu big time here.
Yeah, for some reason, athletes like to do that in the car.
They like to work out all the time.
Yeah, all the time, man. Got to get them forearms right.
If it ain't that, it's people like Aubrey Huff. Filming crazy conspiracy videos.
He is nuts, man. He's off there.
They're not all crazy. He's going to attack you.
So he's, working it in the car. He gets arrested. Well, they're playing the Braves the other day. And when he comes up to bat, the Braves have a little fun with him. They play Beat It by Michael Jackson.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if they're going to get in trouble.
That's cute.
Remember the one guy got fired when Alabama played Auburn and he played, what's the damn song? Take the Money and Run?
Yeah.
He played that, and then that guy got fired. But, you know, you see these baseball Twitter accounts and who runs them and how much smack they talk back and forth.
Yeah.
Nobody watching that.
It's all in good fun. I mean, hell, he knows what he did in his car. So does the rest of the free world.
Oh, my gosh. How embarrassing.
That's it, man. There's so much going on. I just don't have enough time.
If you didn't want him to play Beat It, you shouldn't have done it in the car.
He was doing a shake weight.
You should have done it in a private place.
I was doing the office before everybody gets here.
Yeah,
I mean, at home.
What?
The office does smell so, sanitized first thing in the morning.
It smells like Fat Boy's Bath and Body Works man stuff he's got.
It's like he went in there and did something and wants to clean up real bad.
He's got B&B Works for men.
I'm going to have to start sitting at my desk when I do it next time.
You leave my towel alone.
He actually sits where Mark comes in.
Yeah.
During a meeting.
Yeah.
No, man, I couldn't do it.
He sits
right
bare ass on the Starcade program.
Oh, Lord, on my desk.
All right, we'll take a break. Corner. When we come back, got a whole bunch of email. We're going to get into them next. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah. 93-minute Rock Block starts every weekday right after the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.